Star 1310, and we welcome our guest, Bethany Divine. Bethany, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me. I'm so glad to be.
No problem. The project is called Spirit of Love. Tell us about Spirit of Love.
Spirit of Love. One of the greatest reasons that we're on this earth is to show love to each other. So that's what inspired this album and my title track, Love, and walking it through this world with the spirit of love. You never know what a kind word, a kind look will do for a person. So just walking with the spirit of love and without fear.
What made you want to record?
Growing up in a house full of musicians, being the youngest of 10 children, we always were doing music. It just kind of came natural. God gave me the songs. It's just something that was always a part of everything we did, music.
Doing Spirit of Love, how important is it to get your ministry out?
It's what I was born to do. It's the reason why I'm alive, is to inspire and encourage people. It's very important for me to get this project out, get the word out about Christ and the love of God. It's very important.
There are a couple of songs on your project that I like. A song that kind of struck me was called How Great.
How Great.
I like that song. Tell us about How Great.
Well, actually, How Great, that's funny that if that's a song that you like, that was the first song that was recorded.
Okay.
Out of all the songs on the CD, and it's the first one that I wrote. And actually, my husband just started some music, and I came home one day, and I just started singing to the music, and that's just what came out, How Great Thou Art, just talking about how great God is. And I like that song, too.
I like the song. I like the way you did the vamp and everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Oh. You know, and it kind of stuck out. I like that. Also, your song, Trust. Tell us about Trust. How important is Trust?
Trust is very important to me. I guess the song is called Trust, but it's, of course, about trusting in God and always putting your trust in God, no matter what's happening around you. With the world today and the economy and everything that's going on, people put their trust in a lot of things. But the song Trust encourages the listeners to just trust in God and always trust in God.
Okay. How do you get into a mood to just write a song?
I would say the anointing. If I hear some music that just sounds right, or sometimes I just, God gives the melody. I wouldn't take any credit for anything. Like, it's not me getting into the mood. I would just say it's just the Holy Spirit that gives me the melody or the lyrics.
Okay. Because the reason why I ask, because I know sometimes people say, I was driving down the street and so-and-so happened, or I had a dream. And,
well, there is a story with Trust.
Okay.
Actually, I love nature. I'm very inspired by nature. So one day I was on my lunch break, and I saw a bird during the middle of the day. You know, I've always been told that birds will go out early. Everyone's heard the saying, the early bird gets the worm. Well, I saw a bird in the middle of the day with the worm in its mouth. And I know that's kind of like, so what? Who cares about that? But that, to me, let me know that no matter where you are in life, whether you're early or late, God is going to provide for you. He will provide for you. Just like he's providing for that bird, you know, at any time of the day, he'll also provide for us any time in our life, at low points, high points. So that's what inspired the song, Trust.
Love Beyond Compare.
Love Beyond Compare, yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Oh, I love that song. Love Beyond Compare, that song is just talking about, again, the love of God, how it's a love beyond compare. No other love can compare it to the love of God, the love of his son, Jesus Christ. So that's what that song is about. It's kind of up-tempo, kind of hip, you know. Yeah, I like that one, too.
Listening to your voice, you reminded me a little of Dorinda Clark Cole, you know. Who were some of your mentors?
My mentors, that's funny you say that, Dorinda Clark. That was one of my favorite people growing up, listening to her voice. I absolutely love her. I had the chance to meet her several times.
Mm-hmm.
One time, she actually ministered to me. So, yeah, Dorinda Clark Cole, of course, was one of my greatest mentors. Also, Kim Burrell, I love her.
Okay.
I love Tremaine Hawkins, the Hawkins family, just all of the Clark sisters, a lot of those older
If you were to have to classify your style of music, mm-hmm. how would you do that?
I would say I'm more urban gospel, contemporary urban gospel. But I have a great appreciation for all genres of gospel. That's the, you know, just, I love music. I would just consider, if I had to put myself in a genre, I would just say, I don't know, a psalmist, you okay. know, because mm-hmm. I do it all, you know, work okay. from worship to the urban, you know, I cover it. I appreciate it all.
Speaking of worship, talk about worship experience.
Worship experience. At my church, I am on the praise and worship team, one of the praise and worship leaders there at Full Council Christian Fellowship in Little Rock, Arkansas. And, you know, we have two services, and the worship experiences that we have are great. And that song just was inspired by just some of the encounters, the spontaneous worship experiences that we have, you know, in my church, and not only my church, but just all of churches across the country. Mm-hmm. I know they're all having those nice worship experiences mm-hmm. on Sunday mornings. But, yeah, that song is very dear to me.
We're coming from Little Rock, Arkansas.
Yeah.
Where does a young lady want to take Spirit of Love?